The same experience was told to me by a Greek linguist, her name is Christina Kakava, about coming to the United States as a student, a graduate student, and finding that when she really started feeling friendly to other women in her dorm, she would start playfully insulting them, like, oh, you're eating so much, or, oh, thanks for leaving the door open to the refrigerator. And they got offended. They really didn't think it was a friendly move. Here's an example that was given to me by a young man about how his wife was puzzled by his use of playful insults with his brothers. He and his girlfriend, when they first decided to get married, were very excited about this, and he called his two brothers in turn to invite them to, quote, stand up with him at the wedding, in other words, to take part in the ceremony. And as he reported to me, this is how the conversation with his first brother went. So he called up his brother, his wife's in the room. He said, I'd like you and Rob to stand up with me. And his brother said, well, you see, I've got this cocktail party leg. And Steve said, ah, shut up. And his wife looked at him with total shock. What is he doing saying shut up to his brother? Well, it turned out that cocktail party leg was an inside family joke. The father would complain about a cocktail party leg when he didn't want to stand up at a cocktail party, but when he wanted to play golf, his leg didn't hurt him. Steve then called his other brother. And he said to his second brother, I just spoke to Bill a few minutes ago, and I want you guys to stand up with me. And Rob said, what if I refuse? And Steve said, F you. Because he didn't say F, he actually said the word. And again, his wife just stared at him. What is going on? So he turned to his wife and he laughed and he said he'd love to. So for these brothers, playfully insulting each other was a way of showing that they were close. A linguist named Scott Kiesling did a study of the way fraternity brothers use language, and I'm going to read you a short transcript of a conversation that he recorded that really showed, first of all, how the boys use playful insults as a way of creating a sense of community and how a girl doesn't get it. So here we have the boys talking about the pledges. These are young men who are trying to enter the fraternity. One boy, Lars, said, stupid pledges. Another boy, Walt, says, I mean, they're morons. One of the boy's girlfriends is there, and she says, that's not nice. All together, all three boys say, why? And they laugh. Lars says, we've been doing this for years. And Tina said, some of those pledges are really nice guys. And Lars said, absolutely, I agree completely. And Scott said, we didn't say they're not nice. And Lars said, they're just stupid. And Walt said, they stink. And they all laughed again. Walt said, they're so nice, they can, and then he said something obscene. And Scott said, I don't think she understands. And Lars said to explain, this is ritual, habitual bitching about the pledges. What's so great about this example is that it not only illustrates how the guys in the fraternity are insulting the pledges, because this is part of the game that they play, but also that the girl totally doesn't understand what they're doing. And from her point of view, they're really saying that the guys aren't nice guys. And if she thinks they are nice guys, you shouldn't talk about them that way. Now, I want to keep in mind that as I try to remind you throughout the lectures, that this isn't only, that none of the patterns that I describe as being typical of women and men are exclusively associated with only women or only men. And I'm going to illustrate this by reading an excerpt from one of the young women in my classes who wrote about her family style, which is confrontational. Her name was Julie Sweetland, and this is what she wrote. I grew up in a very confrontational family. My mother refuses to agree with anything. And I also lived several years in a predominantly African-American neighborhood. Between the two, I guess I've turned out pretty argumentative, but only among close friends. I found that using this style with mostly white students at Georgetown creates problems. For example, a girl got assigned to our apartment and left after a semester. Although I had tried my best to make friends with her, that often entailed disagreeing with her. When she left, she said she had often felt intimidated by me. I said, I'm 5'2 and weigh 100 pounds. How could I possibly intimidate you? She said, just like that. This example shows two things. On the one hand, it shows that sometimes girls and women do use opposition to show closeness. And as Julie Sweetland said, it's mostly among close friends that she does this. But also that it often misfires with other girls, because the majority of girls in our culture don't operate that way. What about Julie's idea that growing up in an African-American neighborhood contributed to her learning that argumentativeness can show friendliness?